What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio. On this Red Table Talk, the Estefans.
Millions of people are suffering in silence.
We're in a worldwide mental health crisis.
I actually suffer from extreme anxiety.
You are not alone.
Then I start freaking out because then the bad thoughts come in.
Lele Pons, debilitating disorder.
I'm a loser. This is so embarrassing. Who's going to love a person like me? It's over. Let's just kill ourselves.
Actress Carla Souza's traumatic breakdown.
I would see my friends' faces turn into rats and they were going to eat me.
Anyone can be affected.
I remember thinking, what if I hang myself and I had even picked out the tree that I might do it on? Maybe you talk about it, you can help someone.
Exactly.
Three, two, one. Yes.
Hello, table.
We're back at our red table. Today is kind of an emergency, honestly, what's happening.
I would say yes.
In the country. We are in the biggest mental health crisis of our time. Over 300 million people have a mental illness and may never get the care they desperately need. This hits home for all of us in some way, yeah. All right?
I mean, we as a family have experienced our own brush with mental health in a variety of ways, different times, different reason.
I'm gonna be the first one to say, I've always felt very good in my own skin, except when I was 15 and my dad had spent a year already at home that I was taking care of him and he was heading downhill fast.
Even though my father survived the Vietnam War, he still became a casualty of combat. His exposure to Agent Orange, a poison used for warfare, resulted in his diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. Sadly, millions of soldiers suffered similar fates, developing cancers and neurological conditions.
He lost his ability to speak. He couldn't walk, so he would stand up. to try to go to the bathroom and he would fall and he would soil himself. I would have to bathe him. He would be crying, embarrassed, and trying
that
to make me feel better.
So rough for you and for him.
For him particularly. And that's what would kill me. And then I didn't want to tell my mother that I was starting to feel cracks in my armor. I didn't want to tell my grandmother because I didn't want to worry her. And my father had left a gun in my house when he went to war for supposed protection for my mother. I knew where that gun was. And I started having desperation thoughts. And I remember going to the place thinking, okay, the gun is there, but what if instead I hang myself because that might be bloody? And I had even picked out the tree that I might do it on. And then I thought, okay, hold. My mom's gonna find me. My sister's gonna, I'm not gonna be here for her. And what got me through that moment was thinking of others. Was thinking wow. of other people that I loved. And I said, okay, I need to be here for them. I can't go anywhere. Well, I knew it would destroy my family. So little by little, I just focused on school. I took myself through the whole process. I think it helped for me to imagine what life was going to be like forever for the people that I loved. I never spoke to my friends about what I was going through with my dad because it seemed to me like they were going through their teenage years, having fun, doing the things that they're supposed to do.
Why is it that we never talk about it, right?
I found a lot of self-help and your dad came along.
I was about to say, do you think love has something to do with it?
Absolutely. Love and making my life at what I really love to do. Studying psychology helped me. I'm still fascinated with it. I kind of think once in a while that I might go back and get a PhD.
Oh, you heard it here first.
The Conga Queen is going to get
Doctor,
a PhD.
Oh, God, no. Dr. Stefan. Stefan Momano.
But you know what? I got through it. A lot of people, Lily, don't get through it. And you have some experience with this.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I come from a family that we've struggled with mental health. My story basically is from my childhood. My mom, when she passed away, I was 10 and a half, 11. For this show, I had to call my father, call my brother. It's incredible how careful we become, the three of us, when we have to talk about my mom and her death.
Your dad had to have her hospitalized.
Several times. I would get home from school and she's unstable again. You know, like I would see it. I would see her eyes, her body language. She would change.
Like a different person.
A different person. She was depressed. You know, she would drive me and suddenly she would say, oh, the sun is coming closer to planet Earth. We're all going to die. Look at the sun. It's, you know, it's getting closer. It's getting closer. You know, she would have these
breaks with reality.
Yeah, totally. Or suddenly I would wake up in the morning and she's like, I'm the Virgin Mary. So I would have to deal with her as a virgin. I grew up very fast.
Because your mom took her life.
Yes. That day, I remember my father getting there and telling me, you know, life is not fair. And sometimes you don't get exactly what you want. And he went on to say, your mom. And I knew right away.
I know, Flug.
Your mom passed away.
She locked herself in the house. Nobody could get in.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? And the neighbors realized something was happening and they took you.
I've never talked about it. First of all, out of respect for everyone that went through the process. And second, I'm a public figure. Every time I would try to talk about it, I couldn't.
Right.
I would just, like, cry. And I think that was my depression. I would go back and think, we could have done something. Like, you know, she couldn't cope. She didn't have the family there.
It
was
brutal.
Horrible in Cuba at the time. She came from a family with a lot of money.
Wealthy family.
Wealthy family. Suddenly, Fidel Castro takes over, communism, and my father did everything he could. He was very young, but I look back now and I'm like, how the hell did I survive so much?
I know, Flaca.
For me, it's been when I finally found peace. I realized that I was able to talk about it and deal with it. The word is not normal, but the word is
acceptance.
And if maybe you talk about it, you can help someone else.
Exactly.
Because if I did it, believe me, with everything that I went through, people can do it. When you go through something so dark in your life, you learn the best mechanisms to keep on going.
We're all learning a lot about each other. I actually suffer from extreme anxiety. It's creeped up on me throughout the years. I felt like a guilt, like, oh my God, all of my family, everybody around me has struggled so much. And here I am living this charmed life. You guys are incredible parents, attentive, incredible childhood. And I was already in my early 20s. I was holding all this thing about my sexuality inside. I had started my relationship. Abuela got sick. When she passed, I stopped eating completely. That was the beginning of a cycle. The small steps of anxiety and depression, there are little changes. And it feels like a wave that just captures you and you can't get out. You know, like once you notice you're in it, you're too far in it. You know, here goes my stomach. I'm not eating. Now, all of a sudden, I'm tired all the time. Now, all of a sudden, I feel a tightness in my chest that I'm thinking is like, you know, what's going on with me? And then anxiety. There were moments that I couldn't even handle myself. And I was running in the street and hurting myself, not noticing, you know? And in the last 3 years, I think I've gone through 5 phones, telefonos. It would get to, and then the moment it happens, it's like, what did I just do? Like, who is this person? What's going on?
But by the way, I was freaking out.
Everybody was freaking out. I started taking medication.
And under a doctor's care.
Absolutely. After
because,
thinking,
by the way, I am wary about medication, but I had seen where you were heading, and I was really worried that you would go too far into that hole and something bad might happen.
Well, that's the problem. When you get to a place where you genuinely feel, and I'm sure people can relate, like, that's a dark place that has no tunnel, no lights, no ladder, no nothing. You feel like you're sitting in the bottom of a box, and nothing's going to get you out of there.
That's horrible.
The darkest point was when I was actually on the medication and I was feeling falsely better. So I woke up the next day and I stopped taking it cold turkey.
You can't do that.
When I stopped the medication, you have thoughts that don't feel like your own. You start feeling like everything's dark. I wanted to take my life. I didn't understand why.
You should have picked up the phone.
And I understand, but everybody was going through their thing. I don't want to worry anybody. But then I felt like, oh my God, if I'm honest, then they're worried. That makes me more anxious. Because then when your brain starts describing yourself, I'm crazy. Oh my God, nobody's going to love me. Oh my God, everybody's going to worry. And then you create this story. People need people. But you have to make the first step to say that. I need help. Can we talk? I don't want to scare you, but
I didn't know that you were going through this.
Uh-huh. I think that my journey now, which is the beginning of the true healing process, is realizing that if you have anxiety, depression, these are things that come with humanity.
Everybody.
It's a question of every day fighting the fight, being present and mindful in every moment. Talking about your struggles is also a catharsis.
Listen. We're all working it out. COVID and the quarantine has really awoken a huge problem on a mass scale all over the world. Everyone is experiencing these things.
It's an everyday battle.
And that's what we're doing at this table.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
To her billions of fans, Lele Pons' life looks like a fairy tale.
Behind the humor and the glamour of being a social media superstar, Lele Pons has been hiding a deep, dark secret.
It hurts. It hurts a lot.
She struggled with Tourette syndrome.
I'm just, like, embarrassed right now.
This is not your fault.
And battled crippling OCD.
I just have to do it one more time.
I know. It all came to a head in the early days of the pandemic.
It's just me and myself and my OCD alone, and I hate it.
No longer willing to suffer in silence, Lele opened up her life and revealed her truths.
Hola, Lele. I watched your series.
As did I.
Really? It is very powerful.
Thank you so much.
And you are very brave.
Very.
And I think you're going to help a lot of people.
I'm in shock because I met you a few years ago. And for me, Lele Pons is like, oh, my God, I adore Lele Pons.
We went to high school together.
I know.
And honestly, you were the cool girl. I never would have guessed anything was going on with you. You were always such a bright, bubbly presence.
I left school for a year just to work on my mental health because I couldn't function.
What started making you notice that something wasn't right?
Well, I was really young. I was 9, so I didn't notice it. My parents noticed it. I couldn't stop touching the handle of the car, and my mom was like, come inside the house. And I was like crying. I was like, oh my God, I can't. I don't know what's going on. Like, what is this? You know, they didn't know what it was. And then they called a lot of doctors, and I got diagnosed with OCD and Tourette's.
Wow. What is an OCD episode feel like for you?
It's like a very strong urge of doing something that you don't want to do. Mm. But you have to do it because you feel so uncomfortable, and you actually sometimes start itching because you like your whole body's is like an anxious. For me, like, my OCD is touching, doing rituals in three, because it's sometimes there's a meaning why people do things in OCD. You know, it's like, I'm going to give an example. Like, why am I touching things in three times? Because I want to, or because I think that if I don't touch it three times and I go for the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus, they're going to punish me.
Right, it's a big basket.
Yes.
There's going to be a repercussion.
Yes, exactly. Something triggers me. It could be anything, a word. Maybe you said the word wrong. And I was just, and then I started saying it in my head perfectly. Then I get stuck with that feeling. Then I can't even move. I can't really react to people. Then I start like freaking out because then the thoughts come in, you know, bad thoughts come in. Then I don't function.
What are the bad thoughts?
I'm a loser. This is so embarrassing. Who's going to love a person like me? If I don't do this, my family's going to die. I'm not going to have a successful career anymore. You're never going to find a man. You're never going to get married. You're never going to be happy. You're never going to have a baby. That's it. It's over. Okay, let's just kill ourselves, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like, then I start freaking out. Then I don't function.
When you start the episode, is there a beginning and an end?
If you don't manage it, it could go on for days. It's tough. It's only in the mind.
I can imagine. And everyday tasks become really challenging, mm-hmm. even for you, even taking a shower.
Yeah, right? That's the worst. I've missed so many meetings, so many auditions, so many things because of the shower.
Walk me through what goes through your mind when you are flipping the shower handle.
It just has to feel right. So I do it like that three times. I have to do it really, like, really hard because sometimes my OCD is about press. Like, you have to feel the texture, you know? Mm. Sometimes, you know, like, when I touch like this. Like, and I don't touch, like, if I touch like this, it's like, oh my God, right. I didn't touch it right, you know? So I do this so much that I'm going to break it because I had to feel the...
So there's a perfect way for you
yes,
to touch it.
Yes, there's a perfect way for me in my head to touch it.
That gives you relief.
That gives me relief. I'm like calm.
Does something make it worse? Stress?
Whatever triggers you. It depends on what OCD you have.
Yeah. Why did you keep it a secret for so long?
I was really embarrassed. I actually spent 4 years literally being like, I don't care about therapy. I don't need it because I'm so famous and like, I'm too good for this. I'm cured myself. I said that to myself 4 years and I went through a very low moment. I made so many mistakes, like personal life. And there's a lot of things that I can't explain because they're so-
Dysfunctional.
Yeah, exactly. Like in mine, it's just like, I'll go and get you and convince you to love me kind of thing, right? And I'll do everything. I'll buy you a house. I've done that before. I'll buy you anything you want. Just love me kind of thing.
Okay, who's the guy you bought the house? Now I want to know.
I tried to buy the house. I don't know if you remember Juanpa, Sarita.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed with him.
In 2016, Lele Pons and Juanpa Zurita's displays of affection went viral, garnering them the hashtag ZuriPons.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Millions of fans thought it was true love, bringing them more fame and money.
We are thriving.
But reality was far from romantic.
He's my best friend, but I was obsessed with him at one point, and I gave him this $70,000 party with all his friends for his 22nd birthday. It's not even that big of a deal. You know what I mean? It's not 21st. It's not 30.
It's not 25.
Not 18, 16, quinceañera. 22. Did a whole beautiful like ceremony. I made a dance for him. I told everybody to take pictures of us like randomly and say that like our relationship is real. Like I coordinated like a freak.
Are you in love with him?
I wasn't. I was obsessed with him.
Okay.
And then when the obsession left, I was like, what just happened?
So you think it has something to do with your condition?
Yeah. You want to be like loved
of
in my
course.
Case, you know? Validation. That's actually exactly when my manager said, the hell was that? And I was like, I don't know. So they like took me to a ranch for a month. And I met so many patients that had the same thing as me. And that's when I was like, I have a big platform. What am I doing with it?
Now, you allowed cameras to capture very personal moments.
Yeah.
Very. I was like, oh, my God. Here is Lele in an intense therapy session.
Explain to Sam why you're having a hard time right now that he came in.
I have tics.
And?
And they're noticeable.
And?
I'm ashamed of having tics.
Yeah. And what is your job right now? What do you need to do?
I have to show him.
Yeah, so we're going to show him how you text. So you're going to actually make it.
No!
You're a brave girl.
That was
and
so
that's
hard.
Excellent. You know what? It's going to help a lot of people.
For me, the hardest OCD is the ROCD, which is the relationship OCD, because it's another factor.
What happens in your sexual life?
What? Oh, my God.
I want to know.
Oh, no. My sexual life, I'm a beast. She's perfect.
This is getting a little out of control over here,
Flaga.
All right, let's all take a breath.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Carla Sosa starred in one of my favorite TV shows, How to Get Away with Murder. I loved her character, Laurel Castillo, but I had no idea what she has dealt with off screen. Welcome to the Red Table. First, let me tell you what a huge fan I am, all right? And the fact that the first time I ever heard you speak Spanish on that show, I was like, oh, she's Latina.
That was huge. For network TV, and then once they actually decided to not even put subtitles, so to include Spanish and basically say, you gotta learn.
After having seen the show, I was fangirling over you, but I know now your family had some mental issues as well.
I grew up with a mom who struggles with bipolar disorder. Multiple family members have had it. My husband's brother is schizophrenic. I had a psychotic break at one point in my life. Like, my entire family has been affected by this. It is a family issue. Growing up, you know, I'd wake up and my mom was putting us in the car at 4 a.m. to go and pray on people, and she was touched by God and she is having grandiose ideas. And then other points I would wake up and she was doing a fire in the backyard and just things that, you know, are shocking. And when your schoolmates find out, it's como la mamá loca. It's demonized. In a Latine community, it's like la loca, la endemoniada. Oh, we don't talk about that. We deny it.
So you had mentioned that you had a mental break of your own.
I'm still finding out what happened because I had no idea what was going on, but I basically lost the ability to speak. I was 18 and studying in London. I was exhausted. I was doing way too much. It was an anxiety-filled, fear-based muteness. I would have thoughts, but I, you know, when you want, you're looking for the right word. It's kind of that feeling, but it doesn't go away.
Wow.
I couldn't explain what was happening to me. And it was hell. It was absolute hell. I struggled with having thoughts of suicide. And I remember that being the moment of panic, all of this trauma of growing up with this and not knowing how to even talk about it. My parents took me to talk to the pastor of the church, though.
Of course.
Pray the cray away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
They were doing the best they could,
of
you
course.
Know? And I remember I would see my friends' faces turn into rats, and they were going to eat me, and people would come into my house, and I was just seeing things. I was in college with 60 other students, and I was, like, yelling in the corner talking about people coming at me, and no one did anything. They signed a petition to have me kicked out of the school. These are, like, my boyfriend at the time, my best friends, like, all
these people.
They were
scared.
They were terrified.
I think people are so
afraid. They just don't know how to, yeah, because they haven't been exposed to it, because everyone hides it.
Yeah. Right.
And I had panics and literally PTSD after this episode because I thought it's going to happen again. And I went to the psychiatrist who said, I can't tell you if you have what your mom has. And he just gave me sleeping pills. He's like, you need to sleep. And I slept for 2 weeks. I stopped seeing things. Nothing has ever happened again. It's been almost 15 years. Sleep and like is huge.
One of my favorite psychiatrists is Dr. Brian Weiss. He told me, if you spend 3 days without getting the minimum amount of sleep, your body literally starts breaking down. Look how it reflected in what happened to you. Do you remember when your moms were having these manic episodes? What were you feeling?
I remember trying to tell her, no, mom, the sun is not getting closer. We're okay. And nothing that I would say or that I would do, she would change her mind.
And what about you?
Anger, resentment, like, you're going to ruin our family. You're supposed to be my mom. Why aren't you taking care of me? You're terrifying me. I thought that she could help it. It was only until I was an adult that I started to find people who were struggling with the same memories that I had. And there's still like a huge stigma, I think, as well, because in the Latinx community, it's very much like pray harder. If you're not praying hard enough, then you feel guilty. And there's a lot of shame.
Exactly. Because it's interesting to me that, you know, cancer isn't considered a weakness. Any of the other diseases are not considered a weakness.
And I think, you know, as well, machismo has a huge thing to do with it, because like machismo for both men and women is like, you are considered weak if you have any sort of emotional struggle. It's considered so weak for men to ever be like, hey, I'm having issues with this.
But knowing that what you have, it's okay. It's not you. It's, you know, whatever you have does not define you.
Yeah.
And that's
part of who you are. Yeah. But it doesn't define you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's part of who you are. You're going to have to manage it. I have one question.
Yeah.
I haven't slept, to be honest, today. Do you take pills, you know?
To sleep?
Yeah.
Not any. No.
Right now I do. I can't fall asleep without taking pills, which is like really concerning right now.
If you have a sleeping pill and you suddenly start feeling things or having thoughts that you didn't have before, you've got to communicate it. People who have tendencies at all with mental health issues, like when they're young, I'm just going to try some drugs. My friends do it. They're fine. Drugs for anyone who has any of this in their family, I just want to be like, just don't do yourself a favor and don't go there, because self-medicating with that stuff is so dangerous, because then it just prolongs and it makes it even worse and you're burying it rather than treating the root.
It's colliding with
the other pills.
Colliding with the other pills. If you do alcohol, that's the worst. If you do alcohol or like drugs, it collides with the other pills.
Yeah.
For people who are struggling, the best thing that they can do is learn about what they have. My favorite thing is going to group therapy. I love that.
Because you hear so many testimonies, right?
Yeah, they help you. Even people that don't know you help you.
And you're not alone.
Yeah,
you're not alone.
That is
not alone. That is so, that's what the best
huge.
For me.
Yeah.
You feel sameness.
Yes.
You feel connection.
You can also see other people who have it, and like you, and who have succeeded. And that's so important.
Exactly.
For me, the suicidal thoughts came not knowing what to do. And I was just like, I'm just going to end it for y'all. And so when you're in a group and there's more people talking, you're just suddenly like on a lifeboat and you're just like, oh my goodness, another person grew up the way I did. Oh, can we talk about that? And it suddenly becomes a normalized thing. You connect. That's why I married who I married. Genuinely, I had never spoken about my mom to any of my boyfriends. Met my husband. He told me a schizophrenic brother. I was like, oh, really? The first time he met my mom was on a manic episode. And he was as calm as day, knew exactly what we needed to do. There was the deepest connection in terms of that. It's like the support system of people talking about it and sharing stories that I think is super powerful. And I'm just so happy that we're talking about it.
We're doing this because we want to try to help others here. Because there's a lot of people suffering in silence for some reason. Any other illness is cool. People, mental illness has had a stigma for many years, and it really shouldn't. Our brain's an important organ that also, you know, things happen. And so I really want to thank you for really going out there with your stories that I'm sure people are going to really appreciate and learn from. And hopefully all of us together can make a difference. Thank you. And thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you for doing what's hard.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/ Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.